This week's newsletter describes a proposal to limit public participation in Bitcoin Core repositories. It also announces significant improvements to BitVM-style contracts, and summarize is research into LN channel rebalancing. Also included are our regular sections summarizing recent changes to clients and services, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing recent changes to popular Bitcoin. Infrastructure software, news, first, a proposal to restrict access to Bitcoin Core project discussion. Brian Bishop posted to the Bitcoin Dev mailing list to suggest that the Bitcoin Core project limit the public's ability to participate in project discussions. The goal is to reduce the amount of disruption caused by non-contributors. He called this privatizing Bitcoin Core. He points to examples of this privatization already happening on an ad hoc basis in private offices with multiple Bitcoin Core contributors. He also warns that in-person privatization leaves out remote contributors. Bishop's post suggests a method for online privatization, but Antoine Poinsot questioned whether that method would achieve the goal. Poinsot also suggested that many private office discussions might occur not out of fear of public reproach, but because of the natural advantages of in-person discussions. Several replies suggested that making major changes is probably not warranted at this time, but that stronger moderation of comments on the repository might alleviate the most significant type of disruption. However, other replies noted several challenges with stronger moderation. Poinsot, Sebastian, who is also known as the Charlatan, Kung, and Russell Yanofsky, these were the only highly active Bitcoin Core contributors to reply to the thread, as of the time of writing, indicated either that they don't think a major change is necessary, or that any changes should be made incrementally over time. Improvements to BitVM-style contracts. Robin Linus posted to Delving Bitcoin to announce a significant reduction in the amount of on-chain space required by BitVM-style contracts. Based on an idea by Jeremy Rubin, which builds on new cryptographic primitives, the new approach reduces the on-chain cost of a dispute by over 1,000 times compared to the previous design. Disproved transactions are now just 200 bytes. However, Linus's paper notes a trade-off for this approach. It requires a multi-terabyte off-chain data setup. The paper gives an example of a SNARK verifier circuit with about 5 billion gates and reasonable security parameters. This requires a 5-terabyte off-chain setup, a 56-kilobyte on-chain transaction to assert the result, and a minimal on-chain transaction around 200 bytes in the case that a party needs to prove the assertion was invalid. Channel rebalancing research. Rene Pickhart posted to Delving Bitcoin thoughts about rebalancing channels to maximize the rate of successful payments across the whole network. His ideas can be compared to approaches that look at smaller groups of channels, such as friend rebalancing, as seen in newsletter number 54. Pickhart notes that there are several challenges to a global approach and asks interested parties to answer a few questions, such as whether this approach is worth pursuing and how to address certain implementation details, changes to services and client software. In this monthly feature, we highlight interesting updates to Bitcoin wallets and services. Cove version 1.00 released. Recent Cove releases include coin control support and additional BIP329 wallet label features. Liona version 11.0 released. Recent releases of Liona include features for multiple wallets, additional coin control features, and more hardware signing device support, among other features. Stratum version 2 Stark proof demo. Starkware demonstrated a modified Stratum version 2 mining client using a Stark proof to prove that a block's fees belong to a valid block template without revealing the transactions in the block. Breeze SDK adds Bolt 12 and BIP353. Breeze SDK Nodeless 0.9.0 adds support for receiving using Bolt 12 and BIP353. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Core Lightning 25.05 is a release of the next major version of this popular LN node implementation. It reduces the latency of relaying and resolving payments. It improves fee management, provides splicing support compatible with Eclair, and enables peer storage by default. Note, its release documentation contains a warning for users of the double dash experimental hyphen splicing configuration option. notable code and documentation changes. First notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, LibSect2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, also known as HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement. Proposals, also known as BIP, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binance. Second, Eclair Issue Number 3.1.1.0 raises the delay for marking a channel as closed after its funding output is spent. The delay increases from 12 blocks as specified in Newsletter Number 337 to 72 blocks, as specified in Bolts Number 1270. This allows for the propagation of a splice update. It was increased because some implementations default to 8 confirmations before sending splice locked and allow node operators to raise that threshold. So 12 blocks proved too short. The delay is now configurable for testing purposes and to allow node operators to wait longer. Eclair 3001.101 introduces the PassOffer RPC, which decodes Bolt 12 offer fields into a human-readable format, allowing users to view the amount before passing it to the PayOffer RPC. The latter is extended to accept an amount specified in a fiat currency. LDK 3817 rolls back support for attributable failures, see newsletter 349, by placing it under a test only flag. This disables the peer penalization logic and removes the feature TLV from failure onion messages. Nodes that hadn't upgraded yet were wrongly penalized, showing that broader network adoption is necessary for it to work properly. LDK 3006.120.3 extends peer storage, see newsletter 340.2 to provide automatic, encrypted peer backups. Each block chain monitor packages the data from a versioned, timestamped, and serialized channel monitor structure into an R peer storage blob. Then it encrypts the data and raises a send peer storage event to relay the blob as a peer storage message to every channel peer. Additionally, Channel Manager is updated to handle peer storage retrieval requests by triggering a new blob send. First, BTC Pay Server, issue number 6755, enhances the coin control user interface with new minimum and maximum amount filters. It also adds before and after creation date filters, a help section for the filters, a select all UTXO checkbox, and large page size options 100, 200, or 500 UTXOs. Second, Rust LibSect2, 150, 6K1, issue number 798, completes the MooSig2 implementation in the library. This gives downstream projects access to a robust scriptless multi-signature protocol. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin OpTech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on June 21st. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.